you know, we watch this market very closely. We're up in China a lot. There has been some changing dynamics. We were up there recently, and we've come back with a pretty cautious view on what some of the key markets like real estate, but also their iron ore supply. So it's fallen quicker than expected. I think most participants have been surprised by the speed of the falls, and it's really the lack of rebound that we're not seeing in the market, which is a reason why we've had to become a lot more bearish.
But could it rebound?
Yeah, the rebound is that you tend to find the iron ore market has been very volatile in the last 4 to 5 years, and that's a domain of the Chinese steel mills, which have tended to step out actively and then step back in very quickly again, effectively destocking and then restocking. They're always looking to buy at low prices, but once they start buying, they buy actively and force prices back up. We're not seeing them coming in at these low prices, so we're not seeing this restocking effect. These are very low prices. Steel mills would like to buy, but there are dynamics around them to stop doing that, and that is, firstly, they've got a very cautious view short-term on the Chinese real estate market, and secondly, they're finding it very hard to access available credit or liquidity to be holding much higher stocks. The banks and governments are not really forthcoming in supporting credit there. There's an overcapacity story. They're trying to shut some of these steel mills down. So they're sitting back, running pretty low stocks and not restocking. So that rebound effect is just not occurring in the market.
Is the obvious outcome a wave of merger and acquisition in the West Australian iron ore industry then? We've got these, well, they're not entirely juniors anymore. They're mid-tiers. We've got the third largest in Australia being FMG, but then there's Atlas and BC. Will the majors buy them up? Is that what's going to happen? Is that all that can happen?
There could be some M&A activity. I don't know if the majors will be buying some of these second tier. I think there could be an opportunity for some of the second tiers to get together and look at infrastructure sharing and looking at better ways of using what they have. The majors are sort of playing their own game effectively. It's almost a slightly different iron ore market, a very high quality iron ore market, and they've got lots of reserves there. And they've been pretty vocal in saying they want to expand those assets. I suspect there'll have to be some sort of rationalisation, but there's room for, you know, well-run second-tier assets to develop. But I think at the moment in this market, they'll be reassessing existing operations.
And speaking of the quality of iron ore, does this low price, which we don't see any rebound in any real terms anytime in the future, literally sound the death knell for the nascent magnetite industry?
Well, in the short term, it's going to make it very difficult. I suppose longer term, the opportunity still is there. I mean, I suppose the good thing is the Chinese market has configured itself around magnetite. The domestic iron ore mainly is magnetite. They're familiar with it. And the next wave of iron ore supply will, at some stage, move from hematite to magnetite. But in the short term, it looks like the big guys are playing a trump card and saying the hematite market is still very much the dominant story. And hematite tends to be, you know, 20 to 30% cheaper than the magnetite market.